The 53rd chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I deliver him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Today, with God's help and strength, I want to speak a very solemn subject to your mind, to your heart, and to your soul. You'll notice the 12th verse of this great chapter that I have read to you. And what does it say? It asks the question, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. In the great book of God, the spotless, sinless name of Christ is written there. But all the rest were all sinners. Sinners that have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. But this verse stands out and calls for attention. And we can say over and over and over again, the wonder of it all. And the wonder of it all is this, that he was numbered with the transgressors. He was spotless. He was sinless. He was undefiled. And yet he took his place among the worst and most filthy of the children of hell. Why? Because he had a divine job to do for them, and that was to bring them into a place of purity with himself. Standing at the front of the gate of heaven, we have a here, according to the prophet Isaiah, a double question. And what does it say? It says simply this, and what a word it is that we read here. And it says, he was numbered among the angels. He was numbered with the transgressors. It says he bare the sin of many. What? Christ's pure body, mind, and soul carrying the awfulness of sin. And what is more, we read here of him making intercession. What is Christ doing on the cross? He's having a prayer meeting. A prayer meeting for lost sinners, that they may be saved by the power of the gospel. This is a tremendous inquiry that we have here. And no wonder it is asked, who hath believed our report, and to whom the arm of the Lord is revealed. Here we have an inquiry for identification. Who? It is asked. Who has to be identified? Who has to know the exercise of fear? Oh, what a question to ask, who have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? All the mightiness of the second person of the adorable Trinity is focused on these questions. Who is he? I could say many things in answer to that, but I'm glad I can say that this one of whom the question is asked has a special eyesight. A special eyesight. He does see. And although his answer is marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men, all the almightiness of God the Son is named here, for it can be grasped. No human measurement can give to us this hidden measurement, the grasp of the Savior to save the vilest of sinners, for the vilest of sinners that surely believe that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Here in these words we have a revelation. There is no measurement humanly made that can measure this, for we're walking in the great places of eternal darkness. But it is registered that there is here a mystery. Yes, it's registered here that there's someone has come. And the question is asked, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? In thinking of this portion of Scripture, I was struck mightily by the three answers that are given to that question of inquiry. Here we have Christ on the cross, and a question is asked, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And I was struck when I turned over to the Gospels, and I discovered there three answers. The first answer is found in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 38. And what does it say there? It says there in that portion of Scripture that on that cross there hung one who was bearing the sins of the world. Yes, Matthew chapter 23 and verse 38. And what does it say? It tells me in this portion of Scripture an answer to that question, which I will come back to in the grace of God. But then we turn from the 23rd chapter of Matthew and from the verse 38. And what do we find? We find the answer of Mark. And Mark gives us the answer in chapter 15 and verse 28. Matthew in the 15th chapter. And then we turn to Luke, and there again we have the answer. It's a threefold painting of the question and of the answer. What a picture is here presented. Christ's suffering is humanly impossible, for he is God. But Christ of the God-man can feel all the pains and agony of suffering. And we see the mighty work of the blessed incarnate Son of God, as on a cross and nailed to that cross with hard-cutting nails, we are reminded of that great hymn writer, Dr. Horatius Bonner, and he describes the cross. And he says, ascribe ye strength to God. The mighty Lord is he. The God of majesty, Jehovah is his name. O'er all the earth his fame. Ascribe ye strength to God. His strength is in the clouds, girded with glorious might. Compassed about with night, yet light his dwelling place, and lighten all his ways. His strength is in the clouds. He rideth on the heavens. The heaven of heavens is his. With all its light and bliss, his are the stars of light. His is the solemn night. He rideth on the heavens. Sing aloud to God our strength. Rejoice and praise his name. Rejoice and sound his fame. Rejoice and tell his grace. Rejoice before his face. Sing aloud. For God is our strength. The strength of the enemies of Christ was smashed by Christ upon the cross. The great satanic wickedness of hell's strength was loosed upon by our Lord and Savior, in order that Satan would be conquered forever. And those that had been conquered by Satan through faith in Jesus can know perfect freedom and perfect peace. The united satanic forces yelled over their hellish vileness at the cross, as they marched Christ up the hill, as they tore his clothes from him, and as he hung and suffered for and died for you and me. The strength of Christ's enemies is their number, and they stagger us. The great satanic wickedness is launched upon the Lion of the tribe of Judah, but single-handed and alone, Christ won the battle. He suffered, he bled, he died alone. The united satanic forces yelled their devilish vileness in vain, but Christ trampled the devil and all the devils. He trampled them down beneath his nail-pierced feet. The united satanic forces yelled their devilish vileness, and they marched against the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He suffered, he bled, he died alone, but he won the battle, and he can set sinners free from their desperate punishment because of sin. The armies of the devilish hosts were crushed forever by Emmanuel, God with us. Not a banner of hell flew at the end of this battle. Christ smashed single-handed all their flags and all their arms of hellish trouble. Christ single-handed trod all his foes beneath his feet by being trodden down. Alone Christ fought, and alone he dethroned every devil of all hell. And his enemies had to run from the battleground, for the conqueror of hell and death was reigning there in all the power of an endless life. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Hallelujah. The united satanic forces yelled their devilish vilenesses at the Prince of Peace, but he, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, prevailed single-handedly. He is the Lord of all lords. He is the captain of our salvation. Alone and betrayed, Christ smashed the hordes of Lucifer's demons. Alone he smashed those hordes whose hellish numbers could not be counted. These screaming devils and demons screamed and shouted in vain as Christ bared his feet and trampled every demon into dust. The great dragon of the pit of hell, who was so sure that he would take the day, runs away howling his own eternal destruction and his own total defeat. The captain of hell, Satan himself, was sure he could win the day. But he could not win the day. for he was exposed as a liar and a thief and a murderer. It was on Calvary's hill the King of all kings destroyed the regiments of everlasting darkness. Instead of ending the day on the throne, Satan commenced his eternal sentence in the hellishness and the pangs of eternal damnation. Never again would the armies of heaven have to witness the fight with Satan and all his devils. Never again would the armies of the heavens have to rally in the battle on the field. Never again will we hear the cries of the victims. The devil is a broken-headed adversary. His power is smashed, and his kingdom is destroyed forevermore. Oh, thank God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Never again will the call to arms of all the heaven be sounded, for this victory is complete, and it's total, and it's eternal, and the enemy is put to flight forevermore. I hear today the trumpets which sound for everlasting peace. I listen to the joyful shouts of the victors that the devil and hell are the prisoners of. The followers of the Lamb sing never to stop the victories of their Savior, the King of Kings and the Prince of the tribe of Judah. Finally, Christ takes his place upon the throne of everlasting power. His everlasting Father crowns him with a crown that he will never need to take off. Christ is the Prince of Peace. The timing of the Lord Jesus is perfect. It is marked on the great clock of God himself. We must wait for the timing of God. He is the master of his own calendar. Time and eternity obey him. Hear the orders and obey the same. Hear God's control. Therefore will the Lamb wait, and the Lord will keep to his own timing. The captain of hell, Satan, was sure what he would do, but he was battered, broken, and now he's in prison forevermore in the lake of fire. The eternal imprisonment in the lake of the fires of hell was a just punishment which the eternal sentence decreed from Satan. Never would the cause of the armies of heaven have to compete with the devil of hell. He's a defeated foe. He's a broken headed adversary. Heaven will overthrow the devil, and heaven's king, our Lord Jesus, will finally and eternally eternally and righteously carry out his just and eternal judgment. I hear the eternal cries of the damned in hell. The great I Am will judge them on the final judgment day. I hear the cries of the people of God as the everlasting sentence are passed out on the devil's filth. The Lion of the Judah shall break every chain and give the victory again and again. King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Thou art God's beloved Son, and art the King of kings and immortal Lord of lords. Heal God's only begotten Son and crown him Emmanuel. He is immortal and invincible. He is the Prince, hallelujah. And we reply, hallelujah, to him who has destroyed the devil and all his hosts. Christ lives. Christ is enthroned. Christ is supreme. Christ reigns. Christ forever reigns. He is blessed of God. He reigns forevermore. The great armies of hell are smashed forever and ever. Amen. The vile, satanic wretches who loosed themselves upon the pure Lord Jesus are now eternal prisoners in the lake of fire. Christ stands healed as the conqueror of the united armies who have been defeated by Christ himself. The forces of the pit of hell, Christ trod them down. The united satanic forces yelled in devilish violence, but they were launched into hell to await in chains for the final judgment. The united forces of Satan and hell's violence upon the Holy One of Israel, the hell of satanic darkness, the Lion of hell, is broken, thank God, and is consigned to the flames of darkness forevermore. Let us praise and uncover the riches of Emmanuel's land, which is ours forever. The bride eyes not her garment, but her dear bridegroom's face. I will not gaze at glory, but on the King of grace. Not of the crown he gifted, but on his pierced hand. The Lamb is all the glory in Emmanuel's land. I'll bless that nail-pierced hand that giveth. I'll bless that broken heart that was wounded when throned in the glory land, in Emmanuel's land. Then shall we shout the praises of the heavenly home. for out of darkness will shine the marvelous light of Christ. And thank God that is forever. Face to face with Christ I'll be. Face to face, my Saviour I shall see. And I'll know him by the print of the nails in his hands. Jesus, who died and loved me, so I will sound his praises forever and ever. And thank God we will never say goodbye in heaven. We will be forever with the Lord. O dear sinner, let my Saviour be your Saviour too. Just pray that simple prayer. I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary. Meet me in the glory land by the salvation of Christ, the Son of the living God, just as I am, and willing not to rid my soul of one dark blot. To thee who can cleanse away each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. And remember that the person that comes will be received. Come now in Jesus' name. Father, bless these words to all who will hear them, and draw sinner after sinner to the old rugged cross and to the fountain of precious blood. May they wash and be clean, for Jesus' sake. Amen and amen.